Hughes tonight. I'll be filling in as chair. I'd like to welcome our new Youth and Governance members, Millie Marisick.
Yeah.
Close?
Yeah, close.
Marisick. And Charlotte Martin. Yeah. Welcome, you guys. If I could have a roll call, please.
Lloyd Frederick. Excused. Jeff Wambolt.
Here.
Dave Celebrity.
Here.
Monica Juhas.
Here.
Zach Rodriguez.
Here.
Millie Marisick.
Here.
Charlotte Martin.
Here. All right, thank you. Are there any citizens' comments? Any citizens' comments? Citizens' comments. Seeing none, we'll move on. Supervisor comments. Anybody on the floor have comments?
I have a quick one.
Sure.
I would like to thank Deputy Chief Levin and Captain Hollisay for setting up my ride-along, my second shift ride-along. It was quite informative. We were out in Paris for an incident where a pole fell on a child. So it was interesting to see how quickly deputies got there from all over from traveling. It was somewhat of a quiet night, but it was very informative. So thank you for setting that up. I really do appreciate it.
Any other comments by the supervisors? Okay. Chairman comments, I have none. Move on to the approval of the minutes, if you've all had a chance to look at them. And if there's any discussion, otherwise I'd entertain the motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Motion to approve by Supervisor Rodriguez. Second by, Ty?
Ty. Celebrate.
Celebrate, okay.
Bill Ty again.
Okay, we'll start with Youth and Governance. What we do here is we vote on many things, and I will ask you first to vote if you want to approve the minutes from last meeting. I'm guessing maybe you didn't read them. Did you get the packets?
I did, but I did not. I was unaware that I was supposed
to. Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't aware either.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll just skip over you at this time. But in the future, you'll get a packet of information in the mail, or you can go online and look at it. And then you can read through it. But what we do on this committee anyway is we always ask the Youth and Governance to vote first so that you're not influenced by any of the supervisors that vote. So, okay, we'll bypass that. So we'll move to the committee members. All in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes.
Jeff, before we move on, is it okay if we go around and everybody introduce themselves for
the Absolutely. Great idea. I am Jeff Wambolt. I'm supervisor for the 17th District and vice chair of this committee, Judiciary and Law.
Hi, I'm Monica Juhas. I represent the 18th District, which is part of Pleasant Prairie and part of Bristol.
I'm Zach Rodriguez. I represent the 8th District, which is the south side of town, the kind of like the Greveno area.
I'm Dave Celebrate. I've got the 5th District on the north side.
I'm Michelle Hicks, and I'm the Secretary for Judiciary and Law Committee.
I'm Mike Gravely, and the District Attorney in Kenosha.
Ken Weicker, I'm here on behalf of Country
Town. Clara Tappa, Director of HR.
Mark Levin, I'm the Chief Deputy for the Sheriff's Office.
I'm Robert House, I'm a captain with the Sheriff's Office.
Jim Hawkins, I'm here for review of Civil Service Commission.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you. Great idea. Okay, we'll move on to item number 7, which is the resolution from the Kenosha County District Attorney's Office, 2019 Walmart Community Support Grant. District Attorney Graven.
Yeah, thank you, members of the committee. We applied for a media grant with Walmart, and we're granted a $3,000 grant. Our intention is to use this grant to buy some iPads and a Microsoft Surface tablet so we can use all the different programs that all the different media sort of sources we have to be able to play videos and do more things for juries in front of, in courtrooms, in front of juries, so in jury trials. The other thing we're going to be purchasing is some software programs that allow you to put transcripts up on the big screen televisions that the courthouse has, be able to highlight certain things, be able to put pictures up in an interactive way. So really just increase our ability to talk to juries in ways that they already see in every classroom that is used to teach now and so forth. We're trying to get into the modern times in terms of technology. No money from the county at all. This resolution, I believe, just authorizes us to spend the money that we were awarded.
Will this expedite things too through the with the trial? Will it not matter one way from a time standpoint?
So there'll be days where right now we have a picture and we're required, somebody like me has to walk up and show a witness a picture, and then they have to put it on the screen, you know, and there's a mechanical process, it's maybe a four-stage process.
Sure.
Now, if somebody wants to draw something on a picture, the witness would have the iPad, it'll immediately be up on the screen, those kind of things.
Good. Good. Any questions? Nevermind. Not entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, approved by Supervisor. Motion made by Supervisor Juha, second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Youth and governance. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Committee members. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 8, resolution from the Kenosha County Division of Human Resources, request to approve the appointment of James Hawkins to the Kenosha County Civil Service Commission.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is a reappointment of James Hawkins to the Civil Service Commission. He has attended 28 of the last 28 meetings held. So in good standing with the commission. I'm not sure how much you want me to go into his background. He is a retired member of the community and also serves on Kenosha Public Museum Foundation, Kenosha Public Museum Finance Committee, and has informed me this evening that he was recently appointed to the City Review Commission. City Board of
He has good attendance.
Nothing else to do.
Retired. Okay. Any questions from the committee?
What does this commission entail?
Sure. So the Civil Service Commission kind of oversees, if you will, the hiring of law enforcement.
Okay.
So sworn law enforcement. They are very much involved in the recruitment process for our deputies. In terms of interviewing candidates, certifying that they're qualified, determining the level at which.
So this is our equivalent to the city's police and fire commission.
Yes.
All
right. In my point on the else, it's been 5 years on the police and fire commission, twice 2 years back.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, I would entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion.
Motion made by Supervisor Rodriguez.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Sullivan. Youth and Governance, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Committee members, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, passes. Thank you.
Thank you for volunteering your time to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 9, resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Activity Control License, Country Thunder, LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I come before you on our annual first step at the county for the Country Thunder permitting approval. Country Thunder took the excellent step this year to hire a local agent, a man with intimate knowledge of the Sheriff's Department and of Country Thunder. Ken Weicker is here representing Country Thunder. He's their local agent, in communication with me and with other government entities. I am sure that this year's operation will be as seamless as it has been when he was a captain for the Sheriff's Department. We're requesting your approval of the activity control license. Everything is in order. I did a physical inspection of the grounds. Obviously, none of the structures, none of the temporary structures are there yet, but all the permanent stuff is still in place. Everything is pretty much boilerplate. It always has been for, I think, 24 years now, 23, 24 years. The only caveat is the Randall Town Board has not renewed their liquor license. They meet next Thursday, I believe, the 14th, 13th. But I did speak to the town clerk from Randall, and they do anticipate renewing their liquor license. And that would be the only, you know, detail hanging out there that would preclude the county approving the activity control license. But we at this point request the county board to approve the activity control license.
So we trust this rep here? We know a lot about him?
For 29 years, I trusted him with my life. So yes, yes, sir, I trust him.
So there wasn't a position like this before, right?
They never had a local contact. It's something that when Ken worked for the sheriff's firm suggested that they do that, and now that his schedule freed up, I won't speak for him. But
right.
I think it's an excellent. When he told me about it, I couldn't have been happier because now we have a direct line of communication between corporate and the sheriff's firm.
I think this is a great idea. I'm just curious, you know, what are your responsibilities?
Well, I'm considered the security director.
Okay.
I'll be taking over for the guy who's doing the Arizona trail when it comes up to Wisconsin. He'll stay down in Arizona. Okay, now down, they added a show in Florida, Arizona, Wisconsin, to Canada. So they're trying to get a local agent in each one because it's so valuable that fine. But in addition to, you know, staffing the grounds up with the amount of security that we need, plus working with the sheriff's department and the emergency government, it's also to ensure permitting teams and all that stuff that are paid up. And everything's on schedule. When they're working in Florida and Arizona, which is Arizona's in April, they, by the time they regroup to start working in Kenosha, we start getting close to the 0 hour, especially with the schedule of the county board meetings. So what their plan is in the future is literally wire me all the funding to pay the bond for sheriff's department, to pay the permit fees, to make sure the alcohol or the liquor license, all the Rambo's taken care of, and all of that stuff, so they don't have to really do anything to show up in July
nice.
And start putting the place together.
Good.
So that's kind of where it's going. I think it'll be fine if I don't decide I don't want to do it.
We'll give it a shot, right?
At least
one year and see how it goes?
A couple of years, I'll do it for sure and see how it works out. But they're pretty amicable to just about every request. It's just a matter of getting it done because they're going to see it.
Nice, thank you.
The bond has been posted in the same amount as last year, and $225,000 we have receipt that's in the packet. We did return some money last year. We won't know until the end of the festival and all the receipts are in. We are doing a little bit more with signage this year with the highway department. There might be a little bit more expense there, but we certainly should remain under the $225,000 that has been posted.
I have a question then in, I believe it is paragraph 42 of the conditional use permit application. And is that where the 225 is supposed to go? It's ambiguous as to its identifying an amount to be determined. And I don't know if that figure's been set.
Directly again to your page.
Paragraph 42 is not paginated.
So it's page 5 of 6 on the top.
Okay. Yes, the amount has been negotiated over the years between retired Captain Weicker and corporate. It was back in, we would just bill them with what we would our costs would be. Well, now we have more money than our costs are anticipated to be, and that money increased last year. Ken can speak better than I can. We increased it because we knew we were going to do extra staffing for the emergency response on-site people and emergency management being involved. So we increased it last year. It's not in the conditional use permit, but it's an agreed upon amount that they've already paid, and obviously we will return what we don't use.
To answer your question?
Yeah, I think I suppose you can't come up with a definitive amount at this time then.
Right, who knows what could happen? We could have a, you know, a weather event or, you know, facilities, something would happen, radio problems or something, that we'd have to go out and get some, you know, it could be 105 degrees and we need, you know, triple the ice. Who knows? So.
And this was an event I thought we were talking about last year, where we had, I guess, wanted to compare a before and after or compare what was done last year. And this, if I recall correctly, wasn't there an actual death from a woman struck by lightning or something?
She didn't die, but she was struck by lightning, and it just was a freak.
Uh-huh.
She didn't die. She was severely injured. Now she spent some time in the hospital.
Okay.
There's an article in the paper about her recovery, and the corporate Country Thunder got some signed memorabilia for her, and you know.
That's all. Thank you.
That's all. Okay. Supervisor, I
Know last year there was some talk about either the Sheriff's Department acquiring some new equipment for this or possibly Country Thunder acquiring some additional security equipment. Did any of that happen?
The security equipment that we used last year and we'll use again this year is rental or borrowed from other agencies. Racine Sheriff and Racine Police provided some surveillance cameras and some message boards for the Highway Department, stuff like that. Nothing's been purchased. We would want to, if we were going to purchase something, we'd want to do that in advance. Nothing happened this year.
Is that something that you anticipate maybe after the event this year, depending on how it goes?
That's something that Agent Weicker and I talked about, maybe buying some message boards and some other things that perhaps Country Thunder could foot the bill.
Okay.
We'd have to negotiate with them. I mean, I don't know if the corporate would want to spend X number of dollars for something that they could rent for a third of that or a quarter of that for 1 week a year.
Because I know, or if I remember correctly, the Sheriff's Department was interested more so in additional surveillance, towers, radio communication, something like that.
Right.
Correct?
Okay. Right, that's correct.
Well, I think we should look into that. That's what, because I think it goes beyond Country Thunder, other events that happen throughout the county. As a whole, I think it's something that's nice to have.
Right, we have to convince Country Thunder that they would buy something for the department to use 365 days a year when they're here 6 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
So. That would take some strong negotiation.
Well, I trust you can do it. I think your contact here would understand a little bit.
Right.
That's all I got.
Any other questions, concerns from the committee? Okay, seeing none, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Rodriguez. Is there any other discussion? No? Okay. Go ahead.
Question. I know at PDEC when we were talking about this, Chairman Decker said that in the past you guys have toured the grounds. I don't know if she's reached out to you yet this year to do something like that.
She has not. We will hold a media day either Tuesday or Wednesday at any time. I would love to have any supervisor be there at midnight on Friday. That would be a terrific time for you to see Country Thunder in its full glory. But Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll have a media day. We'll invite everybody.
Okay.
And you're welcome there anytime during the whole weekend.
We'll be able to go up on stage and tour the behind the stage?
You have to take it up with the with the agent.
Is he a pretty open-minded guy? I mean, maybe you consider that?
He's a great man.
I trust that.
Sheriff Beth is usually out there 12 hours a day, all weekend. So...
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? Okay, youth and governance, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Committee members, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any other business allowed by law? Do we have anything else? Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Question. What are we doing at the jail? How's the whole mump situation going?
Going relatively well, and as of 3 o'clock, just after 3 o'clock today, inmates and detainees were all receiving inoculations for either exposure or boosters or whatever was required for them to stay healthy.
And then, so the news reported that they were being held in isolation. Are they being just held in their dorm, in their individual cells, or?
There are some dorms and or blocks that are theoretically used for isolation, those folks that have theoretically been exposed to those people that have tested positive for mumps are being restricted to those blocks, dorms, or individual cells and sorts.
And was there only one confirmed case?
I think there's two.
Okay, and then will they be tested by medical staff then to see if they are carrying it, and then would they be released to a different unit? Or?
No, they stay with us until their case, they become symptom free. But every time somebody tests theoretically positive, it's a 28 or 29 day incubation isolation time restarts. So we can be holding people for quite some time until this subsides. But right now, we've had two people, I think, come back positive, so.
Now, just to clarify, if they were, say, to get released, mm-hmm. would you still be able to hold them for that because
no.
of that? Okay, that's what I kind of thought where you were going with it.
No, they're not. We're not able to.
Okay.
The health department tracks those individuals.
Okay.
We provide them with contact information, and they follow up.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? Any comments, concerns, questions? Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, second. All right, we have a motion to approve. Second. As a group, all in favor, say aye.
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 Just a stop page.
Yeah. It's the best news you've ever had. Leave the committee. Welcome.
They're great.